Hani taygora haribo, 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 haribo. Не могли бы же мы петь? Еду в Магадан, Магадан. Хотя очень похоже, да? Hare Krishna. She just got back from the snow winter of Russia. And which part of, you from Shenzhen?
No, I'm from a small town in China, north.
North.
Near
Harbin?
No, near Beijing, Shandong province.
Ah, Shandong.
Tai'an city.
Ah,
yes,
really?
Have the very famous mountain Tai. The first mountain in China.
The biggest
very
mountain.
Famous, yes.
Oh, very beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're the monk, you're the mountain girl.
Yeah.
Because we have Lilavati, she's a jungle girl. And Sulakshani, she's a city girl. Now you're the mountain girl. In Indian tradition, mountain girl named Parvati, she's the wife of Lord Shiva. Parvati. Parvat means mountain. She's the ruler of the mountain, Parvati. So that's a very beautiful name. And in Himalayas, near Tibet, Lord Shiva and his wife, they're living there on the mountain. You can come and see it. If you can climb Everest, and if you have spiritual eyes, you can see. So, what is your good name?
Maharaj gave me Anandamoy.
Anandamoy. It's a very beautiful name. Do you know what it means?
Yes, I guess it's happiness.
Ananda, yes.
And totally happiness.
Yes, total happiness.
Yeah.
So you're the totally happy person. Are you trying?
Yeah, almost.
Almost, no problem.
Nearly.
You'll get there.
Limited.
Yes. You know, it's a start. Let's start the process. And after some time, you realize that whatever troubles in this world is nothing. They mean nothing to you. That's why Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Aham tvam sarva popiyo mokshayami shuchih sarva dharma paityajam mam ekam sharanam brajam. If you give up all the religious ideas, dharma means different type of duties, you know, different type of ideas, this religion, this society, that society. If you give up all these ideas of so-called world, see, because you'll never be happy. It doesn't really matter how big your country and how many people are, how much wealth. It's about you and who are you really. You're not really Chinese. You're not Russian or European. You're the Atma, soul, consciousness, and you're always connected with Krishna. Because, you know, Beatles, all you need is love, isn't it? If you have love, you have everything. If you have love, if you have no love, you can have new shoes, you can have big house, but you have no love, means you have nothing. Because everything is to be able to love and achieve love. So that's why in Krishna consciousness, we have different type of love. One is love, the mom to child, another love is husband and wife. Another love to pizza, like I love pizza. You know, you understand it, right?
No.
Well, you see my size, you can understand. I love eat.
I love pizza too.
You're not love as much as me. I'm the biggest lover. If we can scale our love by personal weight, we can understand I love pizza more than you do.
I like a dumpling more than you.
Yes, you are, maybe. You're not.
You should try my hometown's dumpling.
I want to try tomorrow.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yes. See, you, Anand, Also, a good name for you is no problem.
I wish I no problem.
That's a good name. What is your name? My name is no problem. Is that really your name? No problem. You have problem? I have no problem. So anyway, very good. Very good. Very happy to meet you. I'm joking, sorry. My name is Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. I know your, actually I know your name is first Panda, and I saw your photos and I said, oh, really, it's Panda.
Yes, I am. Maybe very next cute. Life. How you say Kung Fu Panda in China?
Kung Fu Xiong Mao.
Kung Fu Xiong Mao.
Yes.
How you say, my name is Kung Fu Panda?
我叫功夫熊猫。
I'm okay? You speak again.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for the lesson. Once a Kung Fu Chama. Okay. So, you have any questions?
I really want to invite you
to the mountains.
Oh, it's not a problem. I get no questions. I'm sorry.
It's another thing.
If you have any questions, spiritual question.
I want invited you go to my hometown.
Mountains.
Yeah.
To eat dumplings.
And not only this, because September is a good season in my hometown. So you can take your, you know, co-workers, hairs,
yes.
Girls. And boys.
I know? Like to take girls and boys, yes.
Yeah. And go my hometown.
Hare
yes.
Krishna. Thank you so
September.
Much.
September. It's thank beautiful so season.
Yes.
Climb the mountain.
Hare Krishna. Very happy for your invitation. Yeah. Thank you so much. Actually, it is very wonderful that people like you have connection with Krishna consciousness. Yes, we all try because, see, we cannot say that it's so easy to connect with higher substance, to connect with God. But in our heart, we feel that there is God, actually. Everybody, sometimes. But to be able to connect with God, you have to know who God is. See, why we say God Krishna? Because Krishna means who is the most beautiful and most attractive. Like the beauty and attraction. This is a spiritual principle of divinity. Because we cannot achieve God by force or by power. Only beauty and attraction. That's why Krishna. And very important, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, like you see Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, easy for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No problem for you, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
But you can do. So many people who came to our mission, they told me, oh, Chinese people cannot sing songs, they cannot play mridanga. Actually, it's not truth. Like you see our Chinese girls, they know how to do arati, they know how to play mridanga, they know how to do songs, they know philosophy, they know everything. Not completely know, but many, many things they learn here. What does it mean? They're an association with devotees. So if you have a good association with devotees, then you will be very successful. Very open, very sweet heart, You learn so many things. You learn about Krishna, about Guru, about Bhagavad Gita. You learn cooking. See, our life is cooking.
I saw a lot of good, cookers here. Yes, really.
No. I'm trying to say, to understand who's the good cook, you should try some very good cooking. Like Bhuvana, she's good. Damayanti, she's good. Indra, she's good, but we're all learning. Because really cooking, see why in Krishna consciousness we do cooking? Because when you cook food, you have two ways. First of all, you have to put all your love and cook and food because you're cooking for Krishna. And second of all, you may have a lot of love, but you also have to learn how to do it. So there's two aspects of one aspect is practical by hand. You should learn how to cook. The second one is you have to think, I'm cooking not for myself. I'm cooking for Krishna. I'm cooking for someone I love. Like your mother, she's giving you dumplings. Very good taste because she's doing for you, not for her. Do you understand? She also eats. She wants to satisfy you. Therefore, the taste is your mother's love. That's why nobody can cook is more sweet than your mother, because you know, they maybe cook good restaurant, but they're cooking for everybody. So we have to love Krishna and we have to try to please him. That's called bhakti, service. See, everything is in our world is about trying to please someone. A children, a parent, a beloved, a country, a boss at work. But our main heart is connected with Krishna. And it's a very important thing, is Krishna will answer to you. Do you understand? Yes, return the call, return a phone call.
My phone call is stopped.
Yes, but in your heart.
Yes.
You understand? So if you pray to Krishna, Krishna will show to you himself. It's very simple. Simple. So Lakshan, do we have any questions?
My voice is a bit problem today. So for ordinary people, they can understand that you need to love the people, but they don't know how to love God.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Think that if you love God, it means that you need to love the people first.
Of course. But you have to understand, who is God? According Indian Vedic philosophy, God is ideal human being. Do you follow what I say? An ideal human being, which means a superhuman, which means in the spiritual form, God has the same equal form as a human being. And he has all ideal qualities. See, because we want to love people, but then we say people cheat us, people lie to us, people kill people, people steal. Then we say, what do we love about people? We love their best qualities. So when we understand what is the best quality and how Krishna beautiful, then by loving Krishna, we can love everybody. You cannot love actually everybody, but you can love Krishna. So in the Vedas, like you see, we put the banyan tree, this tree. Where do we put water? When we put water, we put on root. We're not putting leaves. You understand? When you're giving water to the tree, that's what you're doing. You're planting the root. And root is always hidden underground. You cannot see root with your own eyes, but you know, root is there. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it says there's a divine banyan spiritual tree where roots are coming upwards. So the root of existence is up there in the world of consciousness. That's why we have to learn how to love Krishna first, and then we'll love everybody. Otherwise, Chinese don't like Japanese, Japanese don't like Russians, Russians don't like this. Everybody have some... If you look at the war, at the world, everybody thinking, oh, if we will have internet, there is no war. If we will have medicine, there is no war. The war is going on. Why? Because it's all about heart. It's about hate and heart. So I told a story many times about World War I. In World War I, it was the biggest war in the beginning of last century. World War... не блокирую ее чуть больше. Talking about love of people. So in World War I, it's a very good example. There was big war, and at New Year, Christmas, it was very cold, snow. And you know, the militants, they were fighting each other, the Germans, French, Russian, you know, Austrian. And they were all in, you know, how you call, how you call it? How you call this in English? In the ground holes, they were like in the holes with their weapons. But then the Christmas start, and they want to kill. They hate each other. They kill it. But one guy starts singing, "Oh Lord Jesus, give me my love." Some kind of song, New Year's song. Then everybody remember, "Oh my God, there's a Christmas. Jesus was born. They're all Christians. Why are we killing everybody?" So everybody starts singing song, and then they came up and they start giving gifts and embrace. Can you imagine that? That has happened because they remember who they really are. Not I'm German, I'm supposed to kill Russian, or I'm British, I'm supposed to kill French. They remind, we are all children of God. But next morning, their officers told them, if anybody sing, kill. Do you understand? So the Christmas finished and hate came back. So Hare Krishna is Hare Krishmas. Understand? All the time. We have Christmas every day. Because we think every day is we're serving Krishna. Every day is we're chanting Krishna name. Every day we're preparing prasad for Krishna. So we have Christmas every day. That's why we call Hare Krishmas. You understand? So that's called love, actually. If I don't have love, how can I love you? Love comes from love. Wisdom comes from wisdom. Knowledge comes from knowledge. If I'm ignorant man, how can I give you knowledge? If I have no wisdom, how can I share the wisdom with you? So from my heart, love is supposed to come to your heart. And that is the love transaction. It's always come from person. So once you have the love, you can give the love to others. If you have no love, how can you love others? Okay, any more questions?
So the John asks. Today is the Vaishnava Maharaj's disappearance day.
Hare Krishna.
So, if anything to
yes,
say...
Yes, I should speak today about his divine grace. Vaishnava Maharaj was a very unique person. He was a very angry man. Very angry, like, But, because he has so much love in his heart, even his anger was very sweet, because if you're his friend, he'll give you his watch, he'll give you his shirt, he'll give you everything. So he's like Lord Shiva. Can be easy, satisfy, and can be very angry. And he was very angry with spiritual things. If you do something wrong, he's very angry. But, so first time when I met Vaishnava Maharaj, that time was Shuddha Shrava, he came to New York. And I asked him a question. I said, So, having such a great person like Govinda Maharaj means so many people can join now Krishna consciousness. And he was very angry. He told me, like, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And, you know, like, he gave very heavy talk, almost like chastising talk, that we should not think, oh, if there'll be many, many people know about Krishna, it will be enough for us. It's about how deeply we love Krishna. What is the true love in our heart? It's not about how many people connect with Krishna. Everybody on some level connect with Krishna. But so he explained to me, it was very serious explanation, and it was very difficult for me to accept his very challenging mood in the beginning. And it took me maybe 10 years, 5 years. And then when I start serving Srila Gurudev and bringing people to the math and making festivals, and Gurudev was very happy with me, then Shuddha Shava became very happy with me. Do you understand? So he was not my friend first, but you see, Gurudev likes me, and he start likes me. And if Shuddha Shava likes you, you're okay. So he was a very good friend, actually. And he loved Srila Govinda Maharaj so much. He loved Gurudev all the time. For Gurudev, he can do anything. He lives in California. He has got like 12 or maybe 11 children all together in his big love story. So he gets one wife, maybe a couple of children. Then he gets Sanatani, maybe 5 children. So I cannot calculate exactly, but I know he's like big father, big Prajapati. But he was like Shivas Thakur. He doesn't care about money. He has a good job sometimes, and he would earn money, but he could drop his job anytime and go to India to see Srila Govinda Maharaj. If Srila Govinda Maharaj would tell him, oh, please come, and he wouldn't care. He'd drop his big job, anything. He would just fly to India and stay with Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he also, one time he was in prison for maybe 1 or 2 years. So when he was in prison, he learned Sanskrit and Bengali. So he was a great scholar. He could read Bengali and Chaitanya Charitamrita in Sanskrit. And he would, every day he would read Chaitanya Charitamrita and study some slokas. So that would be his daily routine. He would go on with daily remembering about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. And kind of like love motorcycle. He always drive motorcycle, always gun in his pocket, because in America it's legal. So he always has motorcycle jacket, gun, and motorcycle. So he was like a, looking like New York gangster. Very nice, you know, like very nice type of gangster. Are you talking to me? You know, like in those Al Pacino movies, or like, you know, all these famous gangsters from New York, because he was actually from New York. And he was raised in poor family. He told me, like, I am from the Bronx Projects. Projects is like houses for poor people. That's where a lot of crime, a lot of drugs, and he was raised like that. So he was like New York, you know, like New York Projects, a kid. But he had a great heart. He wasn't afraid of anything or anyone. Actually, was not afraid of dying. So when Srila Govinda Maharaj passed away, that time he had hepatitis C and liver cirrhosis. But he wasn't care about going to hospital and treatment. He actually taken sannyas and become preaching. And he died after 1-2 years. And I know in core of heart he wants to follow Gurudev. He's not interesting in this world. if he would go for like a liver transplant, an operation, and you know, cure, but he doesn't want to be like a sick person. He wants to live and die like a kshatriya, like a man, like a warrior. He doesn't understand, he doesn't care about playing the role of a sick person. So in very last moment, he was preaching. And he passed away in California. He came back from Brazil. He was planning to go to Russia to preach, but could not make it because his liver tumor was very big and doctor told, you're not going to make it. But up to last moment, he preached, and in the very last part of his life, he's taken sannyas and become monk. His name was Vaishnava Maharaj. But his wife, she's the most powerful woman in Krishna consciousness, very powerful woman. If you look at her, you understand, she is a very powerful woman because at the time of Shudashrava Prabhu, we're just about to leave the world. His son died. And he had to, his oldest son died. So he had to see death of his own son, which is, you know, a very painful for parent to witness the death of his own son. His name was Ranajit. But Ranajit had some of his children, his grandkids. And Shudashava's wife, Sanatani, she took them as a mother. She's raising them now. Very, very strong woman. But I see his family and his life very close, because sometimes when I go to California, he picked me up in his car, we go to his house, you know, Sanatani cook for us, and, you know, we're going different places. And his dream, you know what his dream was? He said, one day, I want to get on the road. You know, in America, it's all about driving, a big RV, because he drives all the time. He loved to drive. Sometimes he would work as a truck driver because he had a professional license. So he doesn't just want to have some job. You know, sometimes he'd just like sign contract, drive to Canada, drive here, drive there, make $10,000, pay his bills, and go back to India. I was like, so he told me, like, he loved to drive because when I drive, I listen lectures, I'm moving, I wake up every day, new place, I go to some river, break some ice, put some cold water on myself. You know, in America, there's many infrastructure for driving. You can, but he said, I just going forward and I'm listening Harikatha of Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, and that's how I live my life. So for him, driving was not like a hard work, it was like easier. 2,000 miles here, 2,000 miles there. Driving 10, 12 hours a day, no problem. So he was, his name was also like you, no problem. Eventually, he had some deep appreciation for philosophy. And actually, if you hear his lectures, talks, very sweet. He called many Sanskrit slokas, and he actually loved Goswami Maharaj because everybody knew in our society Goswami Maharaj is the most brilliant preacher. But, you know, they're all from the same age group. He's the same age group as Goswami Maharaj. But he knew Goswami Maharaj is a very high-level philosopher. And he also wants to be a high-level philosopher. So he, like, study many, many things and learn many, many things. Maybe not as much as Goswami Maharaj, of course, but he was able to get Siddhanta on that level. But you can also, within him, you can see how much he loved the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how much he loved Mahaprabhu, how much he loved, like, because he was, like, more open. You know, everybody has its own character. Like you see Bhakti Lalita, she's very shy. She's actually a very strong person, but you know, she has one character. Goswami Maharaj has another character. Shudashava had different character, but very, very deep exchange, and sometimes he can fight you, sometimes he can like, chastise you, you know, easy. That's like fire. Like, you know, husband and wife. One day they love, next day they fight. Then again love. So he could be like that. But generally sweet, sweet person. Was never successful in any business, and material life was not his dominanta. He had vegetarian restaurant, shut down. Many times he's tried business, but business wasn't for him. He was just like devoted. And it was funny when in 1970s and 60s when Prabhupada had a big movement in New York, many people would humiliate devotees and would, you know, drunk or they'd stop Harinam or pull girls by the dress. So he would always go in behind Harinam, a leather jacket, like a gangster. And if he sees somebody is like, because people think, oh, devotees, like, you know, they're morons, they're not serious. But he would come to them and tell them, well, you want to mess with me? And people like, oh, afraid of him because he looked like real gangster. And no. And he like, get out of here. So he's got, that was his service many times. And he felt very nice inspiration to protect devotees. So he was a kind of a person, if he would be here today, you would not see me here. I'd be hanging out with him somewhere, someplace, and, you know, talk to him, and he would pick up Chaitanya Charitamrita or Prabhupada Jivanamrita, and he could read you some beautiful Sanskrit slokas. You know, very, very sweet exchange, and very great man, and all Russian girls like him, actually. And Ukrainians as well. Why? Because they think, well, this is a particular character. That he actually was a real man. You know what I'm saying? It's like he had that male, cool male presence within him. So that's why everybody thought he's like my hero. You know, he thought everybody, in a good way. So not only ladies, also men, they felt like, yeah, I want to be like him. I want to be confident. I want to be very substantial because he's very confident in knowledge. You understand? He's not like, you can't argue with him because he has a great philosopher. But he's also, you know, he's not like a nerd in glasses. He's like a very cool person. So, and that make him unique and special. Like, you know, every devotee unique and special, but he had that aspect. And as well as his wife, you know, Sanatana Didi, she's really like mother of all the devotees. She took care of Goswami Maharaj, Janardana Maharaj, Gurudev, and she used to live with Gurudev, and she would like cook for Gurudev and take care of Gurudev. Just that capable. You know, everybody knows when Sanatani comes to kitchen, like she will do cooking offering to Krishna. She take care of all the sannyasis, all the devotees. She's like a mother, like big mother. And, you know, her children's also very good. They're like all devotees. Every child has some deep appreciation of Krishna consciousness, which is also maybe not like perfect followers of everything. Maybe they can sometimes go party or a restaurant or a bar. But, you know, in the core of heart, they're every one of them love Krishna, love Gurudev, and love his parents. So, you know, like real true devotional family. Not too many families like this. Like, you know, second family like this would be maybe a Sri Lanka, Sudarshan, his sisters, also very, very special family in our mat. the F-Dome guys, but otherwise also very, very deep connection and appreciation. That's it. What can I say about Shrutashrava? He is a very dear Vaishnava. And I'm very proud he's been a friend of mine. And many times I brought him to Russia and Ukraine. And he did amazing preaching work. As well as Siberia and Kiev and Petersburg, Moscow. I really loved those days. These days was a lot of fun. Now I'm like big fat guru, but I don't like that. I want to be like with people like Goswami Maharaj, Shrutashrava, Gurudev. There's so much fun to be with them. You know, when Govinda Maharaj speaks, it's so much fun to listen to him because you think, oh, it's so great. And you understand, you know nothing about Krishna consciousness, but you know everything because you know him. So that is the real confident feeling, be around a great a devotee of Krishna. Because Krishna is present within his heart, and sometimes you can feel it. Just like Nakul Brahmachari, it was one Mahaprabhu associate, and he had so much presence of Mahaprabhu in his heart. Do you understand? In his heart. That always is like a zombie, Mahaprabhu using him for different spiritual things. So, but nobody could believe that. That so much Mahaprabhu acting through him so greatly. So then, but Sinakul Brahmachari, he was very disturbed. He think they don't feel, they don't believe Mahaprabhu can enter anybody's heart and use anybody's heart. What is for Mahaprabhu? It's nothing. He's Krishna himself. Then he think, oh, Shivananda is very, very big devotee, but he does not believe me. But I know every day Shivananda chants secret mantra, Gaur-Gopal mantra. Then Shivananda knows, only he knows that mantra. But if I come to tell him, okay, you're chanting this mantra, this and this and this and this, then he'll tell, how do you know? How do I know? Because Mahaprabhu in my heart. Do you understand? So much present Krishna in my heart, so I know everything. But this is a mysterious thing, because how Krishna can be in everybody's heart? He's in your heart, he's in his heart, he's in everybody's heart. But to see Krishna in somebody's heart and feel Krishna is not easy. Because it's like a gift. You understand? It's not like easy thing. Every sinner does not feel God in his heart. Everybody think, oh, me, I am. They're not thinking, oh, Krishna in my heart, he's doing that. Krishna's using me. That's the real devotee thinking. He's not thinking, oh, I'm so great. He's thinking, oh, Krishna's using my body, my mind. I'm an instrument for Krishna. That is the part of devotion, to submit yourself to Krishna so that Krishna can use you for his own service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Next question. Nitanda.
From me. I didn't prepare.
So Lakshman, do we have any questions or like we done already for tonight? You can ask me questions in Chinese, there's no problem.
Because we heard that if you got sick in the dam, is a way to clean your karma. Is it true?
Well, here's how we should look at that. You know, every time when our body is sick, which means there's some problem, some infection or some disorder, unharmony, but really the body is showing us there's a problem. Remember, if you have no pain, you cannot live in this world. Only through pain you can feel problems. And only pain you can remember very good. Do you understand? It's like fire. Because it makes you aware of something. So when you are sick, that means there's a problem. But when you're in Holy Dham, you're going to holy place, you also have spiritual problems, right? It's not like, oh, I have only material problems, but I have no spiritual problems. It's not like that. So it indicates that your karma, it's like you're suffering from your karma. Like this time, he was very sick, right? And I was super sick. I almost died. And I understand in Vrindavan, because I have to adjust my mind. Because when you go to holy place, everything's spiritual there. You cannot have like material estimate of things there. I was also very, very sick. But then I was very happy after I got well and I traveled in India. Go to Rajasthan, Pushkar, Nathdwara. Dwaraka, very beautiful place. You never see, you go there, you love those places. But what I love is like, here I have many things to do and I have to, it's like management for me. It's not my real life here in Chiang Mai. In Chiang Mai, I'm always like half life. It's not actually my place. I like Chiang Mai so much, but my place is, I think, different place. Actually, for most of my life, spiritual life, I was traveling. 3 days this place, 3 days. I actually like traveling because I have no attachment, no future, no past. Very beautiful. So, no problem for suffering for good cause. When you go to doctor, you get operation, but it's a good cause. You're suffering for good cause. Something removed. Something changed. So don't be afraid. Our disease is curable. We call it Hridrogam, heart disease. Because we have no love of God. That is our biggest problem. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaurango, Nithai Gaurango. Nithai Gaurango, Nithai Gaurango. Nithai Gaurango, Gaura Hari. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana.